morning. Let's come to order and go on the record. I'm Charlotte Mitchell, Chair of the Utilities Commission, and with me this morning are the following commissioners. When I call your name, please announce your presence. Commissioner Brown Bland.
Good Monday morning.
Commissioner Gray.
Good Monday morning.
Commissioner Kleifelter.
Yes, good morning.
Commissioner Duffley.
Good morning.
Commissioner Hughes.
Good morning.
And Commissioner McKissick. I see Commissioner McKissick. I don't hear him.
Thank you.
His internet just went out.
Okay. Well, hopefully he will be able to get back in with us. All right. In compliance with the State Government Ethics Act, I remind members of the commission that are due to avoid conflicts of interest and inquire at this time as to whether any member of the commission has a known conflict with respect to the matters coming before us this morning. The record will reflect that no conflicts have been identified, so we'll proceed with public staff communications. Item P1, Ms. Profit, you're up.
Good morning. Item P1 presents interconnection agreements and amendments by MEBTEL, CenturyLink, and Verizon South between November 18th and December 13th, 2021. The public staff has reviewed the filings and recommends that orders be issued approving the agreements and amendments effective on the date they were filed. The public staff has provided proposed orders to the commission staff.
Move approval of the recommendation.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded that the item be approved as recommended by the public staff. Are there any questions or discussion on that motion? All right, hearing none, I'll call a roll for a vote. Indicate your support for the motion with an aye and your opposition with a no. Commissioner Brown Bland.
Aye.
Commissioner Gray.
Aye.
Commissioner Kleifelter.
Aye.
Commissioner Duffley.
Aye.
Commissioner Hughes.
Aye.
Commissioner McKissick. All right, Commissioner McKissick will be reflected as not voting on this item. And for the record, I support the motion and the motion carries. All right.
He's back with you. I had some technical difficulties for a minute. I'm not sure what happened.
All right, Commissioner McKissick, we're glad to have you back. All right, we'll proceed now to public staff electric item P1.
Good morning. I am Evan Lawrence with the public staff's energy division. Electric item P1 is an application from Dominion Energy North Carolina for a certificate of environmental compatibility and public convenience and necessity, and a motion for waiver of notice and hearing to construct a new 230 kV transmission tap line, approximately 200 feet in length, to support the interconnection of a solar generating facility in Currituck County, North Carolina. The public staff has determined that the application meets the requirements for a certificate and waiver of the notice and hearing. Public staff recommends that the commission grant the requested certificate and waive the notice and hearing requirement. Thank you.
All right, thank you, Mr. Lawrence.
Move approval of the recommendation.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded that the item be approved as recommended by the public staff. Are there questions or discussion on the motion? All right, hearing none, I'll call the roll for a vote. Indicate your support with an aye and your opposition with a no. Commissioner Brown Bland.
Aye.
Commissioner Gray.
Aye.
Commissioner Kleifelter.
Aye.
Commissioner Duffley.
Aye.
Commissioner Hughes.
Aye.
Commissioner McKissick. I believe we've lost Commissioner McKissick again, so the record will reflect that he did not vote on this item. For the record, I support the motion as well, and the motion carries. All right, let's proceed now to public staff electric item P2.
Good morning, commissioners. I'm Tommy Williamson with the Energy Division Electric Section. Item P2 consists of an application for a CPCN accompanied by registration to become a new solar photovoltaic renewable energy facility. The public staff recommends that the commission accept the application, issue the certificate, and approve the registration. Thank you.
I move approval of the recommendation.
Second.
All right, it's been moved and seconded that the item be approved as recommended by the public staff. Are there questions or discussion on the motion? Hearing none, I'll call the roll for a vote. Indicate your support with an aye and your opposition with a no. Commissioner Brown Bland.
Aye.
Commissioner Gray.
Aye.
Commissioner Kleifelter.
Aye.
Commissioner Duffley.
Aye.
Commissioner Hughes.
Aye.
Commissioner McKissick. All right, the record will reflect that Commissioner McKissick did not vote on this item. And for the record, I support the motion and the motion carries.
Maybe.
All right, John, if we could mute Commissioner McKissick's line.
I'm back again. Having some major connectivity problems this morning. I apologize. I don't know what it is.
That's okay, Commissioner McKissick. It's probably the weather and the fact that it's a Monday morning. All right, commission has before us for approval our minutes from the January 31st staff conference. I'll take a motion.
Move approval.
Second.
All right, any questions or discussion on that motion? All in favor of approving the minutes indicate with an aye.
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 Is there anyone opposed? All right, minutes from January 31st staff conference are approved. And before we adjourn this morning, any additional business for the commission? All right, hearing none, we will be adjourned. Let's go off the record, please.